Mesechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Daled, 12 lines on the top of Daf Lamed Daled Lamed Aleph at the new Mishnah. We learned it in the previous Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, where there were six people that were walking and they saw someone coming towards them. And the first one said that I will be a Nazir if this is Reuven. The second one said I will be a Nazir if this is not Reuven. And the third person said I will be a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. And the fourth person said I will be a Nazir if one of you is not a Nazir. The fifth person said I will be a Nazir if both of you are Nazirim. And the sixth person said, I will be Nazir if all of you are Nazirim. And Beis Shammai stated that all of them are Nazirim. And just like Beis Shammai holds Hegdish Tois is Hegdish, he also holds Nazir Tois is a Nazir. And since Beis Hillel holds Hegdish Tois ain't a Hegdish, so in this case he holds Nazir Tois is not a Nazir either. And the only one that would be a Nazir is if their words were actually Mekuyim, and anyone's words who are exactly correct would be a Nazir, and the rest of them would not be Nazirim. However, we also saw in the Mishnah that let's say the person that was walking towards them turned around, and now they're not able to verify if it was Reuven or if it wasn't Reuven. So Rav Shimon holds that even though Beis Hillel holds the Hegdish Tois is not considered Hegdish, and a Nazir Tois is not considered Nazir, however, over here, there's a suffix if he's a Nazir or not, and a Nazir B'suffix, we would have to be Machmir and say that potentially you are a Nazir, and therefore Rav Shimon gives an Eitzah that the only way that you could actually go and bring in Kabbanis and complete in a Nazir's period that you have to keep me suffix is if you say, Ibn Hay Kedvari Harini Nazir Chayva, as we explain. And our mission now continues, and instead of discussing six people that made statements regarding Naziris, there are going to be nine people that make statements regarding Naziris. And our mission will be discussing the case of an animal that is a suffix if it's a chaya, a suffix if it's a behemoth, or if it's a suffix if it's a berry b'fnei atzmai. And this animal is called a kfi, or some pronounce it a kai, and there's even a suffix as to how to pronounce this word. And there is no question that this animal was definitely kosher, but there's a suffix as follows. If the kfi is considered chaya, then there's a chiyah for kisei adam. If it's considered behima, then there's an isra to eat its chaylev, and therefore we have to be machmir for both. And in addition, you can't mate it with a chaya or with a behima because there's a potential that it actually would be klayim and klay behima, and the same would be if it's a berry from the atzmai. And the Mishnah therefore starts rasa kfi v'amar. If there were nine people that saw a kfi, and the first person said harini nazir sheze chaya, I will be a nazir if this is a chaya. The second person said harini nazir shein ze chaya, I will be Nazir if this is not a chaya. The third person said, Harini Nazir Shazer Behema, that I will be a Nazir if this is a Behema, which is really the same Lashon as the second person said when the second person said, Harini Nazir She'ein a Chaya, and the fourth person said a similar Lashon to the first person, as the first person said, Harini Nazir Shazer Chaya, and the fourth person said, Harini Nazir She'ein a Behema, that I will be a Nazir if this is not a Behema, meaning that it's a Chaya, and the fifth person said, Harini Nazir Shazer Chaya Behema, that I will be a Nazir if this is considered a Chaya as well as Behema. The sixth person said, Harini Nazir She'ein a Loi Chaya Vele Behema, I'm a Nazir if this is not a chaya, not a behemoth, it's a berry from the atzmai. The seventh person said, Harini Nazir she'echa mikem Nazir. I am Nazir if one of you are Nazir. The eighth person said, Harini Nazir she'in echa mikem Nazir, that I am Nazir if one of you is not a Nazir. And then the ninth person said, Harini Nazir she'kulchem Nazirim. I am Nazir if all of you will be Nazirim. And the din is, Harini Kul Nazirim, all of them would be a Nazir. Now the Mefarish explains that this Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai that holds Hegdish B'tois is Hegdish, V'uhadin L'Nazir B'tois. And over here, although all of them are making a tois, still they will Kabbal Nazirus on themselves, and therefore they are considered Nazirim. And as we explained, because when Reuven says Harini Nazir says Zechaya, he didn't mean to say I am a Nazir only on condition that this animal is Zechaya. He meant to say that I'm so certain that this animal is considered Zechaya, therefore I'm being Makabal on myself to be a Nazir in order to prove my point. However, Taisis on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where Taisis explains our Mishnah, as well as the Rush on our Amid, both state that it's impossible that our Mishnah should be going like Beis Shammai, as the Rush says over here, does it make sense that the Tana will add in another Mishnah in order to have a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai? The L'chira could be so that anyone that their words are not correct, it would not be a Nazir, and L'chira this Mishnah would not work out if you Beis Hillel, and L'chira doesn't make sense that the Mishnah will come up with a Stam Mishnah that would go like Beis Shammai, because we, as we know, when there's Machlek Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai Beis Makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. And both the Rosh as well as Tosfos explained that in the Chanami, our Mishnah is going even if he Beis Hillel, and it's going like the Sheet Rav Shimon that we had in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, that over here there's a suffix if it's a kfi or not. Therefore, this is not a case of Nazir B'tois, it's a case of a suffix Nazir. And B'negei, a suffix Naziris, Rav Shimon holds that suffix Naziris is a Chumrah, and therefore all nine of these people would be a suffix Nazir. And as Rav Shimon stated before, in order for each one of them to be able to bring their Kabbanis at the end of the Naziris period, they would actually have to make a Tnai and say, if I'm a Nazir Chayva, then this should be for my Chayv. And if I'm not a Nazir Chayva, because it's not correct and a kfi is not as I said, then I am a kabbalah on myself to be a nazir based on an endava, and therefore miman of shach at the end of the 30-day period, he will have to bring a carbon and he'll be able to bring his kabbanis and then be able to cut his hair and drink wine and be mitamel mesim. And as Tosis points out in daflam gilom rav, that just like in the case of hatir lachurav, where the person that was walking towards them turned away and therefore they weren't able to verify who that person was, and Tosis says davin nazir misafik lebeis hillel afgav this ain sveker imul lisbara, even though it would be impossible to ever figure out who the person was, and therefore it's yefshel bara the suffik, and hachidami gabi kvi, and over here also benegayda kvi afgav the ain sveker imul lisbara lab shimon alibud beis hillel having his zir misafik. In this case also, even though we'll never be able to figure out what this kvi is it a chaya, a behema, a little bit of both, or none of the above, and in any case, we would still say that since it's a suffik nazirus, therefore all of them will be nazirim. The Gemara begins with two versions of a brisa, tani chada tishin nazirim. We learned in a brisa that in this case there will be nine different nazirim, nine different people, and all of them will be nazirim. V'tani idach, we have another brisa that states tishin nazirus, that there will be one person that will be chayiv to keep nine periods of nazirus. The Gemara explains b'lishlem tishin nazirim. We understand the case where you can have nine people and all nine would be nazirim for one period. Could going to have a gavri tvei the itvis vazelbei. For example, in the case of our Mishnah, we had nine different people and all people said a different statement. And this is, of course, the exact way we explained our Mishnah. Reuven stated about a kfi, hareini nazir shechaya. Shimon said hareini nazir shezeh ein chaya. Levi said hareini nazir shezeh behema. Yehuda said hareini nazir shein zeh behema. Yisachar said hareini nazir shechaya behema. Reuven said hareini nazir shein zeh loy chaya v'loy behema. Dan said hareini nazir she'echa became nazir. Naftali said hareini nazir shein echa became nazir. And finally, the ninth person, Usher, said hareini nazir shekulchem nazirim. But the Gemara now is al tashin nazirus l'char gavra hechem shkachsla, according to the Brisa that says that it was one person who made nine statements, and because of those nine statements, he has a chiyuv to keep nine periods of nazirus. How can you find such a case? And the Gemara explains bishlam shish mishkachsla k'detan. We can definitely find a case where one person will be chayiv to keep six periods of nazirus, as we saw in our Mishnah in the first six cases. For example, if Reuven would say hareini nazir zechaya, and Reuven would continue and say hareini nazir she'in zechaya, and then say hareini nazir she'zeh behema, and then say hareini nazir she'in zeh behema, hareini nazir she'zeh chayu behema, and hareini nazir she'in zeh loy chayu loy behema. And even though all of his six statements are conflicting with each other, but ultimately he said them, he was mekabel nazirus based on those points, and as we said, certainly lefi Beis Shammai, he would have to keep six nazirus periods, and even according to Beis Hillel, it would be a case of safek nazirus, and he would have to keep six periods of nazirus misafek. However, as the Gemara says, avot klas hechem mishkachas law, how can you find where one person could be chayiv in the last three cases? Because in the last three cases, you had a case where a person said, I will be a nazir based on the fact that someone else is going to be a nazir. And of course, that doesn't apply to one person, and it doesn't apply in this case. And those three cases were where they said, hareini nazir she'echem yikem nazir, hareini nazir she'ein echem yikem nazir, or hareini nazir she'kulchem nazirim. And the Gemara answers, Rav Sheshes states, k'goin da amar u'naziris hakol alai, and the Gra takes out the words, hareini nazir, but the case was where there were nine people that said the exact lashonis as we had in the Mishnah, and therefore all nine of them became Nazirim, according to Beis Shammai, Vade Nazirim, and according to Beis Hillel, at least Safek Nazirim. And then Reuven said that I want to be a Nazir based on how many Nazirim you are, and since all of them ultimately will be Nazirim, therefore Reuven is chayiv to keep nine Nazirim periods. And as the Rosh says, Dim Teshet Fisu Kid Parsh Masisin Va'amah Echon, and then another person said, Kol Din Nazir Sha'akulcham Alai, that any Din Nazirim that you have on yourselves would be on me. Nimsel Beis Shammai Tes Nazirim to Yeshua Love, according to Beis Shammai, you have nine Nazirim Vadois, and Beis Hillel Tes Safik Nazir, according to Beis Hillel, you would have to keep nine periods of Nazirim Misafik. And Tezis says right before the beginning of the parak, then Yitzel Sakin Atzboi, and if at the end result he wants to bring Kabanis and he'll want to be able to cut his hair and drink wine and be Metamel Mesim, Ya'imah, he'll have to say, Im Yeshulai Tes Nazirim Chayiv Mutav, if I'm Chayiv for the Tes Nazirim because of these words I said, then that's very good, I'll be able to be my Kabanis. Vimlav, if not, Harei Tes Nazirim Zedavo, I'm accepting myself nine periods of Nazirim based on a Dava, and this way, at the end of those periods, he'll always be able to bring a carbon because Memana Shach is Chayiv a carbon. And of course, once he brings his carbon, he'll be able to cut his hair, he'll be able to be metamel mesim, and he'll be able to drink wine. Hadron loch beishamai, hadron loch beishamai, hadron loch beishamai. And we begin the new parak and the new Mishnah. Shloish Shemina Masurim ben Nazir. There are three different categories of Isurim ben Negeir, the din of Nazir. Number one, Hatoma. And this is also based on the Pasuk in Pashas Nasei in Parak Vav, Pasuk Vav, that says, Kol Yimei Azir Lashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi. And then the Pasuk says in Pasuk Zayin, La'avu L'ima, La'achav L'achaysa, La'yitam L'ham B'maysam, Kinei Ze'el Kav Al Reisha. Ishai. And the second category of Issa is Hataglachas, and the Mishnah goes back a Pasuk to Pasuk Hay that states, Kol Yimei Ned in Israel, Talo Yavaru Ishai, Admolos Hayom, Mishiaz Lashem, Kadosh Yia, Gadel Peres HaRishai. And the Mishnah continues with the third category, which is Hayotzim and Agefen, and the Mishnah goes back to more Pesukim, and it goes back to Pasuk Gimel, Miyayim V'Sheikha Yazir, Chaymitz Yayim, Chaymitz Sheikha Lo Yishta, V'chom Mishas HaNovim Lo Yishta, V'anovim Lach V'Yavashim Lo Yachal, Kol Yimei Nizra, Mikol Shei Osim, Yigefra Yayim, Mechatzan V'adzag, Lo Yachal. And L'chayri, the Mishnah goes in reverse order, because ultimately the Gemara will continue and discuss the Dinim of HaNovim first. The Mishnah continues, V'chol Yetzim and Agefim, Mitzdarif and Zerim Zer, that anything that comes out of a vine will be mitzdarif to each other, but the gay the Issa of drinking wine or eating grapes. For example, the Chatzanim and Zogin, even though they said at the later point of the Pasuk, would still be considered as part of all the categories of Geffen or of wine, and therefore if you eat Chatzanim and Zogin together with other parts of the grape or together with wine, they will be mitzdarif to the shear that you chayev for drinking wine or eating grapes. And we'll see the Shita Rabbi Lezer on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis hold that Chatzanim and Zogin have their own dinim and would not be mitzdarif with other grape products. And Taisus states that the Pshat and Tanakama of our Mishnah is Gagoyin and Navum Lachem V'Yaveshim Chatzanim and Zogim Shem Yechol Kzayis Mikulon Loika Mishem Nichsim Mikol Asher Asa Migefen Yayim Chatzanim V'Adzag, etc. Mishnah continues, and it's questionable exactly how to learn this phrase in the Mishnah, but we'll learn it by Pashas as follows. Right now, the Mishnah is discussing eating edible products, something which is a food, and therefore the Mishnah says any food product that is like a grape or chatzanim and zag, which are food and not a drink, the din would be that you only chayiv if you ate a full kazayas, and it would not be dependent on a revius. We continue on Daf Lam and Dalam Beis. Mishnah Rishayna Emeris, that an earlier version of a Mishnah stated, Achiyishta revius yayin, that if you have a drink, for example, if another drinks yayin or shecha, wine or aged wine, or chaymitz or wine vinegar, then the shear would not be based on a kazayas, but would be based on a quarter of a lug, which is much larger than a kazayas, as that would be 1.5 bayim. And Rabbi Kiva argues on the Mishnah Rishayna. He says that the end result was that we actually hold that even b'digei liquids, a person would be chayiv for drinking a kazayas of liquid and drinking a kazayas of wine or aged wine or wine vinegar. And therefore, he also says, afilu shar pita b'yayin v'yeshba k'dei l'tzayr kazayas chayiv, even if Reuven soaked his bread in wine, he now eats bread, and the total shear that he ate of the bread soaked with wine is a kazayas, he'd still be chayiv. And we will see in the Gemara that this will be based on the sugya of hetem mitzayr l'issa. Before we continue, the pasuk actually brought 9 different categories of wine or grape products. As the pasuk mentioned yayin and shecha, the pasuk mentioned chaymitz yayin and chaymitz shecha, and the pasuk continued and mentioned mishus anovim, and the pasuk said anovim lachem v'yaveshim, and then the pasuk said mechatzam v'adzog, and there are a total of 9 different products that the Torah mentioned. And in today's share, we haven't translated the words chatzanim or zog, and in the Mishnah, we will see in a moment that there's actually machlokes as to what the translation is, and all agree that one is the grape peels, and one of these words are referring to the grape seeds. And the Mishnah continues that although on Amud Aleph we stated that if you mitzdarif these different products to each other, they could add up to be a kazayas, and that would be fine. And the Mishnah now tells us another chiddush, v'chayiv al yayim mifnei atzmai, that you'll be chayiv malchus if you drink wine by itself, v'al novim mifnei atzmai, or if you eat grapes by itself, v'al chatzan mifnei atzmai, v'al zog mifnei atzmai, and you will also be chayiv if you ate grape seeds by themselves, and you'll also be chayiv if they ate grape peels by itself. However, this is only the sheet of the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Lezer ben Zayi states, Ein chayiv at sheyechol shnei chatzanim v'zog. Although I agree that if you drank wine by itself, or if you ate grapes by itself, you'd be chayiv. However, the only way a nazir will be chayiv if he ate grape seeds and grape leaves is only if they ate it together, and he has to have a specific share, as Reuven would have to eat 2 grape seeds and 1 grape peel in order to be chayiv. This is based on the fact that the Torah separates the words chatzanim and zog from the rest of the pasuk, and it says it at the end of the pasuk, and says, mechatzanim v'adzog, and chatzanim is used in Lashon Rabbim, and zog is used in Lashon Yochid. And the Rishonim explained, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah actually holds, like the Shita Rabbi Yossi that we'll have in a moment, that chatzanim refer to the grape seeds, and zog refers to grape peels, and the reason why you need 2 seeds and a peel is because every grape has at least 2 seeds and has 1 peel. Finally, the Mishnah brings a machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi as to the proper translation of chatzanim and zogin, and the Mishnah states, Elu chatzanim ve'eluhin zogin, hachatzanim elu hachitzanim. The chatzanim refer to the outer peel of the grape, and hazagim ilapnimin, the zagim refers to the inner seeds of a grape. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi argues Rabbi Yehuda, shezvutitah, in order you don't make a mistake as to what chatzanim are and what the zagim are, kizug shel behemah, think about the bell of the behemah that they used to tie around the behemah's neck in order to take it to market. Hachitzin zog, the outer part of the bell is called the zog. zug, and therefore the zugin referred to the outer shell of the grape, referring to the grape peel, vaprimi invel, and the inner part of the bell is not called the zug, it's called the clapper, it's called the invel, and by process of elimination, if the grape peel is referred to as zag, then the inner seeds are referred to as chatzanim. And the Gemara begins and quotes our Mishnah, Shleisha minim asurim benazar hatumba chulu, and the Mishnah stated one of the categories of Issa is hayotzi min hagefen, and the Gemara therefore is medayik, hayotzi min hagefen in, mashmois of the Mishnah is that the only time you're going to be chayiv and there's going to be Issa is only to eat or to drink anything that is a produce of the grapevine. However, gefen atzma loy, the actual grapevine will not be asa, and Taisus explains that by the fact that the Mishnah did not teach us a greater chiddush and tell us that even the grapevine itself would be asa to eat, so therefore it's mashma that the vine itself is not asa to eat. And Taisus explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says gefen atzmai kagoyin alum vulovim? It's referring to an edible soft shoots and leaves that are part of the actual grapevine, even though they're roi lachila, but still they're not yotzim in a gefen, and therefore there is no issa for the nazir to eat them. And the Gemara therefore says masisa like Rabbi Elazar, Amish is not like the shita Rabbi Elazar. The Tanya is we have a brayso Rabbi Elazar Eimer. Rabbi Elazar says afilu alum vulovim mashma, and it is also for a nazir to eat the edible shoots and the leaves of the vine. And the Gemara continues ikad amri la seifa, and some say the same idea, and they also say that our Mishnah is not going like the shita of Rabbi Elazar. However, they can't bring the deer from the ratio of the Mishnah where it said hayotzi min hagefen, as the alum lovim of a gefen are considered a yotzi min hagefen, and we know this based on the pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayeshev, and the Sarah Mashkim is telling over his dream to Yosef, and in Perek Mem pasuk Yud he says uv hagefen shloisha sarigim, and therefore we see that the shoots and the leaves of vine are considered that they came out of the gefen, as it said uv hagefen, and on the vine there was shloisha sarigim. Therefore, in this version, the Gemara brought a raya that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar from the Sefer, as in the Sefer it says, the only way that a nazir will be chayiv for drinking wine or eating a grape product is only if he ate a kezayis from the grapes. And the mashmais is that only if he ate from the grapes, but if he ate from the leaves or the shoots, he would not be chayiv. And Zakta Gemara, once again, masis like Rabbi Elazar, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, Rabbi Elazar states, that a nazir would be chayiv for eating the edible grape leaves and the edible shoots of a vine. And the Gemara continues and asks from Micah Mifli, what is the machlekes between our Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar dependent on? As we just said, according to our Mishnah, we hold that the only things that you chayiv on are only wine and wine products and grape products, but not from anything that comes from the vine itself and not from its shoots or its leaves. However, Rabbi Elazar argues and says that a nazir would also be chayiv if he ate the leaves or the shoots of a vine. And before we continue, let's just point out that we have a basic machlekes in Shas. Anytime the Torah brings lishonis that are klolim and pratim, there are many times in the Torah when the Torah brings an issa as a general issa, and then sometimes the Torah clarifies and explains the actual pratim and the actual details of that issa. Some dashin these klolim and pratim as klolim and pratim, and some dashin as ribrimiyat, and really those words are really misleading, as it's not based on the words klal and prat and ribrimiyat, it's just based on a yisoid that's behind those words. And just to review, if in the Torah it is a klal and prat, then we have a din that im b'chlal el mashav prat, that the Torah mentions the prat in order to say that the only time there's an issa is only in these specific scenarios. And then if the Torah continues and states another klal, then it's a klal or prat or klal, and we say that the Torah shouldn't have said the other klal if it wouldn't want to add on other things. Therefore, the Torah is being mechadish to us, we also include anything that's similar to the prat. And those that dash in based on the concept of ribui miyot, they hold that if the Torah says a ribui and then it says a miyot, the Torah is still telling you that you have yisurim on other things. However, they have to be similar to the miyot. And then when they add in another riboy, the Torah is telling you they will actually be ma'aba everything and would just be ma'ayat one thing, which is most unsimilar to the miyot. Now, although we just explained this yisoid based on a klal or prat or klal, however, as we'll see, the psukim b'degei naziris is actually a prat or klal or prat. And as we will see, that at least as it's relevant to today's sugya, there is no difference between the din of a klal or prat or klal or a prat or klal or prat. And the same would be true b'negei a riboy miyot riboy, that there is no difference between that or a miyot riboy miyot. Let us once again read the psukim b'degei the issa of another drinking wine, where the Torah starts off with a prat miyayim v'sheicha yazeh chay mitzayim v'chay mitzayim v'chay mitzayim v'chal mishus hanavim layishta v'hanavim lachem v'yaveshim layoichal, which of course are all pratim in the din of not drinking or eating any wine or grape products. And of course, when we mention the word prat, we don't mean to exclude the word miyot. It's actually the same lashon, and it's either we're saying that there's a prat or there's a miyot. And pasuk dalet starts off with a klal or with a riboy, as it says kol yimei nizra mikol ashi yosem migefen ayayin. So it says anything that's made of gefen ayayin and anything that comes from wine or from grapes, and then the pasuk ends off with the miyot or with the prat, and the pasuk ends off mechatzan vadzog lo yechel. Our Gemara now continues. Rabbi Elazar darsh ribuyu miyute. The Rabbi Elazar dashens the pesukim based on the klal of ribuyu miyut, and Rabbanan dashi klal prati, and Rabbanan dashin based on the klal of klal prat. And as we say every day in davening, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer b'shloishas ribmidus hatayin du rashben, and it brings in all the dinim of klal prati, and therefore we see that we pasuk based on the concept of klal prat. In any case, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Elazar darsh ribuyu miyut. Rabbi Elazar dashens pesukim based on the concept of ribuyu miyut, and therefore he says miyayim v'shecha yazir from the entire pasuk gimel that is a miyut, and as the pasuk says miyayim v'shecha yazir chay mitzayim v'chay mitshecha lo yishta v'chol mishas anovim lo yishta v'anovim lachmi v'eshim lo yoichal, and the Torah brings seven different miyutim in the issa of a nazir drinking wine or eating grape products, and then the pasuk continues in pasuk dalad mikol she'asim megefen yayin ribuy, that is considered ribuy, as that is saying that any grape product will be also to a nazir. Therefore, based on the din of miyut and ribuy, the din is miyut for ribuy, ribuy kol. When you have a miyut and then you have a ribuy, then we include everything. So my ribuy, ribuy kol mili, we include anything that is made of a grapevine, including the leaves and the shoots. However, by the fact that the Torah actually says these miyutim, so it must be that the Torah wants to remind something from the din of a nazir, and therefore the Gemara says miyut shebishto, that according to Rabbi Elazar, the Torah is teaching us that a nazir is not going to be also to eat the branches of a vine. Number one, this is the most unsimilar to the ribuyim, and this is something which is not really lachila, and it's also not something that comes from the vine, but it's actually the vine itself. And the Rosh and Taisus both point out that in a moment we will see that Lefita Tanakama, we actually say this pasuk is a prat or klal prat, as we have an additional prat at the end of the pasuk that says bechatzan vadzog lo yoichal. And if so, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar state that this is actually a miut ribu miut? And Taisus and the Rosh both explain because Rabbi Elazar learns, like Rabbi Elazar ben Zayit that we had before, that these words of mechatzan vadzog are not coming to teach us a miut; they're actually coming to teach us a new din, and teaches us that even though all other wine or grape products can be mistarved to each other, however, the only way a nazir will be usa if he eats grape seeds or grape peels is only if he ate two grape seeds and one grape peel, and they could not be mistarved with any other issa. Since they're coming for another limud, therefore we can't learn out a miut from it. That's why Lefi Rabbi Elazar, he only has a miut and ribuy over here, and he doesn't consider these psukim a miut, ribuy, a miut. And l'chari, if this is true, that once you learn something out of these words, then you can't use it as a miut, then l'chari, the first miut that we learned, which was miyayim v'shecha yazir, l'chari, we shouldn't be able to say that that's a miut either, as we learned in the first parak on Daf Dalar B'Av, that we learned out of the word yayin, less yayin shel mitzvah, kiyin shurishus, and we also learned something from the word shecha, and therefore l'chari, how does Rabbi Elazar have a miut at all? And Taisin Dibu Maschel, miyayim v'shecha yazir, miut, is bothered by this as well, and he says, mikol mokem ikim miutin tuva, that of course we have multiple miutin in this pasuk, as the pasuk doesn't only say miyayim v'shecha yazir, the pasuk continues, as we said, and lists another five things, as it lists chay mitzayin, chay mitzshecha, mishras hanovim, and anovim lachem v'yaveshim ayin sham, and therefore, of course, we definitely have the first miut, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, we have a miut and a ribuy over here, but we do not have an additional miut. And our Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon, who learned that we do not have an issur for a nazir to eat alim v'lulavim, Zakhti Gemara, dashi klali prati, that's because they dash in his psukim based on the concept of a klal prat, and therefore they learn as follows. Miyayim v'shecha yazer is a prat from the first pasuk that says all the pratim, which was seven pratim, that is the prat that we spoke about. And in pasuk dal, when it says mikol she'asim megefen yayin, that's a klal, that's a general rule that all grape products and all wine products would be asa to a nazir. And then mechatzan vadzag, chazu parat, the Torah once again gave us a prat. Therefore, based on the concept of prat or klal or prat, iyatadon el keina prat. Therefore, as we'll see in a moment, the only things that a nazir would be asa to are only things that are similar to the prat. And the Gemara continues and explains, ma prat mefurish pri upsel pri, just like the prat is specifying things that are fruits or things which are the waste of the fruits. And the Gemara will explain the fruits are referring to wine and grapes, and the pseudos pri is referring to wine vinegar, and all of these are brought mefurish in the pasuk. And because we have a klal or prat a klal, so therefore we include anything which is similar to the prat, and we also learn af kol pri upsel pri, and then anything which is also a pri or pseudos pri would be included in the issa for a nazir to drink wine or grape products. And as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara will say that the pri is coming to include even immature grapes and grapes which are not yet fully ripened. We also include in pseudos pri wormy grapes which are similar to wine vinegar, as they are low quality of a standard grape, and therefore even though these are not said mefurish in the Torah, we include them based on the concept of klal prat klal, and these are keina prat. However, the Tanakhama holds that alu lovim are not keina prat, as they are not a pri and they are not classified as a pseudos pri, but they're classified as a part of the vine. The Gemara continues and is bothered that how do you know that you should add in something which is ke'ina prat, as we said, the immature grapes and the wormy grapes, maybe ima prat mefirsh pre-gama, maybe we should actually dash in that we should compare it to the prat, and we should say, just like the prat is something which is a complete fruit and is a finished fruit, afkal pre-gama, and maybe we would only be able to include something which was a finished fruit, and we would not even include immature grapes or wormy grapes. And the Gemara says, of course, this doesn't make sense, because a matter imkei maniyach l'chakasav b'mashmoy shloi amru. If this would be the case, then of course the Torah is not telling us any chiddush, as even without having a prat or klal or prat, we would know all of those dinim. As a novim lachem v'yaveshim, if we're talking about fresh and moist grapes and dried grapes, meaning raisins, haksivi, that's mefurish in the pasuk. And if we're talking about yayin v'chaimitz, if we're talking about wine and vinegar, again haksivi, that's also mefurish in the pasuk, as this is included in the seven different categories that the pasuk mentioned in pasuk gimel. Ha'ein alecha lavin kolashin achron ela kolashin rishin. And therefore, by the Torah specifying another prat, it must be telling you that we're going to add in other things, and we're going to add in immature grapes and wormy grapes. But as we said, according to the Tanakhama, based on the prat or klal prat, we will exclude alim v'lu lavim. And Ayin the Rush, who explains that really the Gemara didn't have to go through this point. However, the Gemara going through this point in order to explain to us all the regular dinim that we find in the Gea klal prat that we find all over Shas, and this is the makar for this concept. And as the Rush says, Pirushun mefarish for Uzzel didn't call klal prat or klal or prat or klal prat and my babin and keina prat. Why is it that ultimately we ma'ab keina prat and nothing more? And the Gemara now continues with the same concept. If at the end result anyway we ma'ab anything that's keina prat, so matam aloy mechatzon vadzag. So why do we need the last prat? And as Rush says once again, mi prat or klal nami narbe keina prat v'hai nami pirushu de kol klal prati. And the Gemara is really giving an overview of the din of prat or klal or prat or klal or prat or klal. And the Gemara ends off, loim l'cha, this teaches us, kol makim sh'ata maitzu prat or klal, any time that you find a prat and then a klal, yata v'shoy l'mayshchoy l'dayna ke'ina prat, at that point, you will not be able to stretch it and judge it ke'ina prat, el nasa klal maitzu v'al prat, at that point that we have a prat or klal, we would understand that the klal is coming to teach us that not only are all these pratim asa to a nazir, but all grape and wine products are also asa, including alin and lulavin. And that's why we need another prat, at sh'yif l'cha kasa k'derech sh'par l'cha ben nazir, until we added in this additional prat, and now we have a prat or klal prat, and the din is that you actually judge it ke'ina prat, and therefore anything which is similar to the prat would be asa to the nazir. However, anything which could not be compared to the prat would not be asa to a nazir. And although we mentioned this point before, let's just see this inside Taisis. Taisis says in Divrei Maaseichem Miyayim Mishecha Yazir Prat Mi Dezu Nitna Lidarish Ke'ein Klal Prat or Klal. That Lefi the Tana Kama, when you have a prat or klal prat, we learn it in the same manner as a klal or prat or klal. However, Taisis adds in, V'yesh chol ksas ben amidas, there will be some sort of differential between a klal prat or klal or a prat or klal prat, k'dekasa b'saif ha-sugya, as we learn at the end of the sugya, which is referring to the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei and Beis. However, keep in mind that although, as we see in Taisis, at this point there is no chilek and nafkamina between a klal or prat or klal and a prat or klal or prat, and in both cases we include anything that is ke'ina prat, but there is a chilek between a klal or prat or a prat or klal. And this chilek is based on logic that when the Torah starts with a klal and then has a prat, so the prat is being megareya and weakening the klal. So we learn that in b'chlal el masher prat masher inkin, when the Torah starts with the prat and then states a klal, the klal is adding and being meisif on the prat, and the outcome will be that we would include everything and not only ke'ina prat. And the Gemara continues and will explain the different dinim that we already mentioned while we were learning the sugya. On mamal, we just learned in the brisa ma'ar prat mefurish pri p'selos pri. Just like all of the items that are mentioned in the Torah are all things which are peres or the p'selos of peres, I've called pri p'selos pri. Therefore, anything that we're going to be ma'aba, which will be ke'ina prat, has to be something which is a fruit or something that can be classified as the waste of a fruit. And the Gemara now explains pri in v. When we're talking about the pri, we're talking about the actual grapes. P'selos pri ma'i, what are we referring to when we're talking about the waste of a fruit? The Gemara explains, as we said before, chaimitz, we're talking about wine vinegar. The Gemara continues to explain, afkal pri, and we said we're going to be ma'abah from the prat. Other fruits are not listed in the Torah. Ma'i, what are we referring to and what are we including? And the Gemara explains, gurki, it's referring to, as Taisis says, boisa, immature grapes, the grapes that will eventually mature and will eventually ripen. And the Gemara continues, afkal the p'selos pri ma'i, when the Gemara said that we include ke'ina prat, something which is similar to the waste of the fruit and something which is similar to wine vinegar, what is that coming to include? Rav Kana states, l'suya in v'dikrin, this is coming to include the grapes which are called in v'dikrin, which, as the Mefarshim explained, are novim sheslu, are grapes that became wormy. And if the grapes became wormy, then of course a nazir can't eat them because you can't eat worms. Some explain that even if a nazir would take the worms out of the grapes, he would still not be able to eat these grapes as they would be included in his issa not to eat any grape products. And others explain that it's coming to add on an issa, and if a nazir would eat these grapes, even though they have worms inside, he would be iva on eating worms certainly, and he would also be iva on eating grapes, which he's now eat while he's a nazir. And the Gemara continues, v'ad zog, when Torah says that you can't eat zogin, amru rabina, the pradis coming l'suye, de bein abinim, that not only can a nazir not eat grape seeds or grape peels, but a nazir cannot eat the pulp of the grape either. And this is based on Taisus and Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph. However, Taisus is bothered l'chayra, if we're talking about the pulp of a grape, l'chayra this should be included in the ista to eat the grape itself. And Taisus says, since it's not the derech achila, so you may think that a nazir will not be asa, kamash one is chayv malchus if he ate only the pulp of the grape, and he didn't eat the grape seeds or the grape peels. However, Taisus also brings a second shot on Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph, and the Rush over here brings it as well, as Pirush Rabbeinu Tam and Navim Tanim, what we're talking about when we mention Bein Abinim, are the small grapes, Sha'im Din Bein Agdimim, that are situated between the larger grapes when they're growing on a tree, and they never become Roy Lachilah, Lefisha In Roy Pnei Chama, because they never see the sunlight, and they never will grow, and they will never ripen. And one may think if a Nazir eats these grapes, he will not be Oiva on the issa of eating a grape product, kamash muan, that is included as ke'ina prat, and this is similar to zogin, as it is some sort of a grape product, and a nazir will still be chayiv malchus if he eats this type of a grape. And the Gemara continues, Omamar, we just learned in the Braisa, and the Gemara will now bring down the 6 lines that we already learned, so we'll read it quickly, and then on Daf Lam and Heyam and Aleph, the Gemara will define and discuss this part of the Braisa. And the Braisa stated, Ima prat mefer pre gomor, av kol pre gomor, amata im kem ma necha kosu mashmai, shloi amru, anovim lachmi. If we're talking about moist grapes or dry grapes, for example, like raisins, haksivi, it's already written in Torah, yayim v'chaymitz haksivi, ha'in alech ladin kaloshin achren el kalosh rishin, u'ma'achshah sefinu l'rabbis kaldova, matah m'loim ha'chatan v'adzog, loim l'chol kamok shatam mitzi prat o'klal, yatam rishoy l'moishchul l'dayin akein ha'prat, el'nas ha'klal moisav al ha'prat, ad sh'yifu l'chol ha'kosef, and we continue on Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph, k'derech sh'par l'chol b'nozer, me'chatan v'adzog. The Gemara just reviewed the entire prat o'klal and the method of how it works based on the sheet of the Tanakhama that is derish b'chol ha'terek lula based on a prad o'klal prad as we discussed before, and we will continue tomorrow and discuss the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we will stop over here.